There is one verse in the Radrat Sudanidhi describing how Manjari chanting holy name for satisfaction, for Dharani satisfaction.
That's in the Tika.
Maybe.
Yeah, another verse.
Yeah. And the question is, trying to improve this mood in her japa, and she wants to know in which situation Manjari can chant holy name.
The question is in reference to a commentary on Radharas Sudanidhi, where a commentator is mentioning about how the Manjaris chant the holy name of Krishna to pacify Srimati Radharani. So as a sadhaka in Raghunuga Bhakti, following Manjari Bhav, how do we apply this to our chanting? What is our mood? Firstly, this idea, I asked my teacher about it once, I'm going to ask again, about the idea that the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is going on in Goloka Vrindavan. I have not seen it anywhere in our Goswami Shastras. But sometimes that's said like that. There is one very popular explanation of the meaning of the holy name, the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And it's ascribed to means people believe that it's written, but you can't prove it. So people, this commentary on the Maha Mantra is ascribed to Raghunath Das Goswami. Now, there's a couple of problems, and in that commentary, he begins that commentary by saying, Raghunath Das Goswami, one day when Radharani was feeling separation from Krishna and then Leela, Nitya Leela. I mean, it's all Nitya for Radha and Krishna. One day when Radharani was feeling separation from Krishna, then she began to chant the holy name of Krishna with deep feeling and complete absorption. And as she chanted each of those names, Hari, Krishna, and Ram, referred to Krishna and different qualities of Krishna, different actions of Krishna. So as she chanted these holy names and thinking and meditating that each name means Krishna, not Radha and Krishna, but the whole Maha Mantra means Krishna. It's all focused on Krishna by himself. Not by himself, but the words only indicate Krishna, not the energy of Krishna. But those words, when Radharani was chanting, which the meaning he gives is very confidential and intimate, Radharani sees Krishna in Hari and sees Krishna in Krishna and Krishna in Raman. And then Krishna is coming and stealing her virtue and stealing her attention and stealing her Kula Dharma, and then pulling her, stealing means Hara, or Harati, Hari means to steal. Stealing her mind, stealing her dharma, stealing her attention on her domestic activities. And then Krishna means to pull or to draw. And then Krishna pulls Radharani out of her house into the forest, and then he pulls her into the kunja, and then he takes away her shyness and takes away her coverings of her mind, which is called shyness, and her humility, and it takes away the coverings of her body, which means the clothing that she's wearing. So this is Hari. Then Krishna pulls Radharani close to him, Krishna pulls Radharani close to him and embraces her. And then that means Krishna drawing. Then Raman means Ramayati. Ramante yogino ananta. So the yogis that are absorbed in samadhi, they experience unending bliss. Ramante means joy, means delight. So then Hari Ram, that lion-like, Hari means lion also. That lion-like lord, that bold lion, that powerful lion, he then enjoys me in very intimate ways. And we enjoy each other's intimate company in Raman and Ramani. Raman means a intimate male enjoyer, and Ramani means an intimate female enjoyer. So this is the general meaning of this Mahamantra given by Raghunath Das Goswami, and that same meaning is quoted in some of the commentaries in Radharasuta Nidhi or other places by the same devotee. So this commentary, I said it's ascribed to or it's believed to be written by Raghunath Das Goswami, and there's no real problem if we measure this prayer against our criterion for accepting something or rejecting something. We accept something as correct or true or acceptable depending on two major points and minor points also. The two major characteristics is that the philosophical point or the lila being discussed they're not Siddhanta Virud or Rasavas. Siddhanta Virud means against the truth, against the conclusions and spiritual truths of our Gaudiya Vaishnava spiritual knowledge. And Rasavas means they're overlapping or they're a wrong combination or a wrong presentation of feelings and exchanges and rasas between Krishna and his devotees. So this prayer that it's ascribed to or attributed to or believed to be written by Raghunath Das Goswami, the Siddhanta is okay, and the ras, there's no rasabhas. But the two problems that some Gaudiya scholars or devotees have with the authenticity of this Mahamantra Vyakya, meaning by Raghunath Das Goswami, is a few. First point is it could have been written by someone else named Raghunath Das Goswami, because these names are very common. The name Raghunath is very common. Even in Chaitanya Leela, there's at least three Raghunaths. There's Bhatta Raghunath, there's Das Raghunath, and there's Vaidya Raghunath. I think there's a fourth one also. So Vaidya Raghunath was Raghunath Das, the doctor. And Bhatta Raghunath was Raghunath Das, the South Indian Brahmin. North Indian Brahmin. From, I think, Tapana Mishra's son, from Benares. And then the third one is Raghunath. Das Raghunath, who is a servant of all the other Goswamis. So therefore, it could be someone else with the same name, some Grihastha. Because many Grihasthas, if they have the last name Goswami, Raghunath Goswami. So Raghunath is the name of the Lord Ramachandra. So they may be Raghunath Das, Goswami. So it could be written by anyone in the last 500 years. So that's one doubt, which Raghunath Das Goswami? Then the second doubt is that we don't find this poem, or let's say this piece of writing, in any of the official books which are accepted to be the official poems and writings and books of Raghunath Das Goswami. So the Haridas Das in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Jivani or Gaudiya Vaishnava Abhidhan, and most all the Anjiva Goswami when he compiles Tavavali and all the short works of Raghunath Das Goswami, he doesn't mention this. However, because the Siddhanta is all right and the rasa, there's no, the rasa is okay, it's purely Madhurya Ras, Parakya Bhav, Shringha Rati, which Radha and Krishna experience and feel. So there's nothing wrong with that. So therefore, most of our acharyas and gurus have accepted that this is, in fact, Raghunath Das Goswami's writing. And we can, and those that are in Mandri Bhavupasana, or those sadhakas who are cultivating Raghunuga Bhakti, aspiring to become the eternal Sevadasis and Kinkari maidservants of Srimati Radharani, then this prayer of Raghunath Das Goswami and the meaning are very helpful to meditate on. So once, if we accept this, and if our guru accepts this, and our guru also accepts this, but he says this is not for everyone. When I was arranging for some students to be initiated recently, I think you were there, you came. Then I asked Gurudev, I said, which meaning of the holy name should I give to them? The Maha Mantra. And he said, they're not ready. I said, what about Das Goswami? And he said, no, they're not at that stage yet. This is not for everyone. You give them the general meaning which I gave you, which then I commented on that also, and he approved of my comments, which basically in Pandit Baba's a general explanation of the Maha Mantra for the regular class of devotees, which I have, if you don't have, I can give you. He says, O Radha and Krishna, please give me your best mercy and engage me in your service. So that's very much similar to the meaning given by Srila Prabhupada of ISKCON. Right? So now, if one is, the question is how that they've read that sometimes Radharani chants like this. So I gave some more background to that question, and is how would a sadhaka and where would a sadhaka Mandri Bhavupasaka, when would they he or she chant the Maha Mantra, in what circumstance and how would she think and meditate? So this, the Mandri Bhavupasakas, they can chant based on this meaning of this prayer and the general consensus, which means agreement. Consensus means agreement of all the gurus of Raghunuga Bhakti that I know of, the most famous and popular ones. This prayer, with this conception of the Maha Mantra, for those sadhakas that are qualified and have been given this sanction and permission to chant and meditate like this by their Gurudev, then they would think and meditate, oh, now I'm chanting Radharani's in separation from Krishna, because the longest period of Radharani's separation is from Apurvan Leela, Uttara Goshta Leela, Krishna's Uttara Goshta returning from the cows, is called Apurvan. Aparan Lila from 3:36, and it begins from 3:36 in the afternoon. So Radharani is separated from Krishna for about 8 hours, 8 or 9 hours, from 3:36 in the afternoon, 3:36 p.m., I don't know what that is, 24 hours, it's, you know, 15 o'clock or whatever you call it, 3:36 p.m. until 11 o'clock at night. So that's 8 or 9 hours, because the Ratri Leela and the Nisha Leela, the Ratri Leela at night, as you know, it's 10:48 to 3:36. So during that long stretch of time, then the mantris will be by Radharani's bedside or next to Radharani, and they may very softly and lovingly whisper and or even sing very beautifully. Sing this mantra, the Maha Mantra, into the ears of Radharani. The mantra may be Radharani's lying on a bed of fresh lotus stems, not the petals, just the stems, and the flowers are taken off, and then those stems are very wet and very cooling, and she's lying there and she has her head on a flower pillow, and she's just feeling so much anguish of separation from Krishna, and just thinking, oh, when will I see him? How is he? When will I meet him? I can't wait to see my beloved Priyatam. So then all of a sudden, with Radharani is just thinking like that, then all of a sudden she hears a very, very soft and beautiful voice of one of her mandris, Navadasi Mandri, who was personally taught how to sing by Srimati Radharani. Radharani took that mandri into a cave, Giri Kandara, one day in the winter time. And she took her by the hand, and all the mandris and sakis were there. Radharani told Lalita, I'm taking this mandri with me. So you just wait here, I'll be back. So then Radharani holds the mandri by the hand. He says, come with me, I'll take you to a very secret, private cave that only I know about and Krishna knows about. And sometimes I meet him there secretly with no other gopis. And I take Tulsi Mandri or some other mandri, some few mandris. But I want you to come there sometime and sing for me. So let's go there and I'll train you how to sing. So then they go to this cave, Radharani and the Navadasi Mandri. Then the Mandri can learn how to sing in a cave because there's a lot of echo in the cave. So there's certain delay, certain time interval of delay in sound. The sound you broadcast comes back. So if you sing too fast, then the returning sound will collide with the outgoing sound and make a clash, like out and in, you know? So you say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna. Like this. So then it goes out and comes back. So then Mantri learns how to sing very expertly, like Sangeet Visharad. There's 1 degree from music school. If you become Visharad, means very expert, you've mastered the art of singing or music, Sangeet. You get the degrees, Sangeet Visharad. So in her own music school, if you can say, Radharani gives a cert, certificate to this Manjari that she's Sangeet Visharad. So she can sing for Radharani and Krishna at the right time and right place. So now is the time, now is the place, it's Yavat. Radharani is so much burning in the anguish of separation from Shyam. And as you know, yuga yada, yuga nimeshena chakshusha pravishayatam, shunyayatam jagat sravam govinda virahena me. For Radharani, just one moment, yuga yuga nimesha, nimesha, nimesha. Nimesha means a blink of an eye. It seems like yugas after yugas. Yuga yatam nimeshina chakshusha pravishayatam. And in that eye blink of separation from Krishna, what happens to my eyes? They flood with a monsoon shower of tears. Yuga yat yuga 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 yuga. How's it go? Yuga yat. Yugayatam. 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 Chakshusha pravishayatam. Yeah, pravishayatam. So pravishayatam means varsha, means you're just showering, you're crying. Then chakshusha pravishayatam sunyayatam sabha. So everything, the entire jagat, the whole world, our whole heart, our mind, our life, or everything becomes empty. Shunya. Shunya means empty, void, black, zero, non-existent. Shunyayatam jagat sarvam. The whole universe from inside my mind, the universe of my mind and heart, and the universe of my family, the circle of my family members, and the circle of my friends, and the circle of Braj, the Braj mandala, and the Sakhi mandala, and the Kula mandala, and then the whole jagat mandala, it all becomes worthless, empty, void, black. Govinda virahena me. This is Govinda viraha. This is the meaning of separation from Krishna. 1 second. This is the transformation, an incredible prem vikar that overwhelms Radharani when she's separated for a moment. So understanding the heart of Radharani more than anyone, even Krishna, and even the Sakis like Lalita Vishakha, and even Krishna himself or Prananath, are the Manjaris, Sri Rupa and Tulsi Manjari. They know Radharani's heart because they are Bhav Taratmya. Bhav Taratmya. They're one with the Bhav, the Mahabhav of Radharani. So they know, oh, she's feeling separation. I should sing the Maha Mantra in this Viraha Rag. Viraha, Viraha. Raha means living with, residing with, being with. Re Raha Hung. Radhakun me Re Raha Hung. I live in Radhakun. Radhakun me Re Raha Hung. So, viraha means I'm not living there. Viraha. So, for Radharani, living means Krishna Nivas. For Radharani, Krishna, living means Krishna Nivas. Living with Krishna, being with Krishna. So, viraha means I'm not with Krishna. So, it's viraha agni. Agni means fire, viraha tap, burning, scorching, piercing, hurting sensation of being burned alive. So then the mantras, they sing the Maha Mantra. So this is the meditation when we're chanting. We think, oh, I'm chanting this mantra, thinking that every word means Krishna. Hare Krishna Ram. And there's a beautiful lila manifested in these three words. And in that lila, Radharani's separation will be removed, because the lila that will manifest and appear in my chanting of the holy name and my meditating on the lilas of these particular names of Krishna, that lila is a Sambhog Vilas lila, is a Sringar Rati, a Sambhog Vilas of Radha and Krishna. So in this Maha Mantra, I will paint a beautiful picture of lila. for Radharani. But it's not a picture, because for Radharani, Nam, Rup, Guna, and Leela are one. For Radharani, Nam, Rup, Guna, and Leela are one. So someday, for the Sadaka, Nam, Rup, Guna, and Leela are one. So in the Manjari, Navadasi is chanting the Maha Mantra to relieve Radharani of her suffering, her misery, and separation from Shyam. Then she herself becomes Tanmoy with the Leela. The Manjari becomes Tanmoy. And then the bhava and all the bhavas and oneness of the Leela with the heart of the Manjari become the bhava and oneness with the heart and feelings of Radharani. So when the Radharani starts to, she sees the Leela, she feels Krishna's presence, and she experiences a beautiful exchange of Ratikeli just by hearing the Manjari chant the Hare Krishna mantra with a Manjari Bhav conception.